This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. Demonstrators gathered on the streets of uptown Charlotte for the second night of protest over the police shooting of an African-American man. Keith Lamont Scott died Tuesday afternoon. Protests began in the university area where the shooting occurred. Last night, demonstrators moved to uptown Charlotte, where they began again clashed with police in riot gear. One person was shot and remains in critical condition. It is not clear who fired those shots. Businesses were damaged. Several companies downtown have asked employees to stay home today. Charlotte Mayor Jennifer Roberts says the city is considering a curfew. Governor Pat McCrory declared a state of emergency, and the National Guard has been called into the area. Sister station WFAE in Charlotte has been following the story. Reporter Gwendolyn Glenn joins me now. Welcome back, Gwen.
Hi, thanks.
Tell us what happened in Uptown last night.
Well, last night, again, as the night before, the protest started peacefully. It was much smaller than the first night. And as people began to move into the downtown area, things got a little chaotic, and protesters started to clash with police, and that's when the tear gas was fired by police officers, and the crowd became pretty unruly at times.
There was some property damage and a shooting. Tell us about what we know about the shooting that occurred last night.
Well, according to the chief of police, he had a press conference a little while ago, and police officers were standing in front of a hotel, and the police were not involved in this, according to the police department. And the person was shot. They initially were not aware that this person had been shot, but there were a lot of crowds. A lot of people were standing around, and it was, I guess, not in the sight of the police officers. So it was a very hectic scene, and that person, as you mentioned, is still in critical condition.
Well, let's listen, because initially last night the city of Charlotte tweeted, alert, fatal shot uptown. And it was initially reported as a fatality. Now we understand that the victim is in critical condition. But initially, last night, it was reported as a fatality. And the city tweeted, CMPD did not fire the shot. Now, today, the police chief, Kerr Putney, spoke about this at a press conference, but left it a little more open-ended. Let's listen.
The reason I say I'm not defending a position is the shooting that took place, there's a lot of information about who did that shooting. We're reviewing video, and we're assessing our people who were there as well, because an allegation was made that one of our officers might have been involved. As I said before, guys, we're here to seek the truth. So we're investigating that to find the truth, the absolute truth, as best the evidence can show us.
Now, it seems to me he did not rule out the possibility that they're investigating all possibilities, and last night's report of civilian on civilian may have been premature.
Yes, and the same thing is in terms of the shooting of Mr. Scott. The chief said that for him, he says, of course, he has seen the video. The mayor has not seen the video. And he says from what he saw, he says it doesn't give me definitive visual evidence that the person, meaning Mr. Scott, was pointing a gun at the police. But he says in totality, it supports what he had heard so far. So not being definitive, and I guess that's one of the things that people are finding very frustrating, that video has not been released and that they are not getting anything definitive from the police in terms of what they have seen. Now, he is saying that he will honor the request of the family to see that video, but he has not made any plans or releasing it to the public.
And as you say, he was asked about that and why not release it to the public, and here's what Chief Putney had to say today.
Ultimately, as I said before, our practice has been not to release, but to allow for the party who feels they've been mistreated in any way to see that. A request has come our way to do just that, and we're going to honor that request. But there are other things that are going on, too, about, just to be quite frank with you, whether there's going to be an outside investigation. And at that point, it would halt what we're doing moving forward as far as releasing anything.
Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Chief Kerr Putney on his decision not to release to the public video footage of Keith Lamont Scott's shooting. the other day. So at this point, Gwen, what do we know about the community? As you say, the initial protest, the number of demonstrators was smaller than the night before. Do we know how the community or various communities are responding to this? Are things dying down, building up? Can you tell?
I have no idea what's going to happen tonight. But one thing is that the crowds that I have seen, they have been diverse in terms of ages, in terms of African-Americans, whites. So most of the people I have talked to have said they want it to be a peaceful protest. They are upset. They are emotional. They say they're frustrated, but still they say they want it to be peaceful. And it seems to be small contingents here and there that have at times gotten things out of control. Now, last night there were various groups. Everybody wasn't in one area after they left the park that's downtown. People kind of dispersed in different small group here, a small group there, and that's when a lot of businesses and received damage.
Yeah, a lot of the concern at the news conference, and I wonder how much of that concern you've heard in the community, was over the decision not yet to release the video to the public. Again, the question came up at the news conference: if you were to release that, wouldn't it, if it's true that Keith Scott had a gun, wouldn't that diffuse some of this? Why not release it to the public? And Chief Putney, again, had a response to that.
Sure. I appreciate your passion, but I never said full transparency. I said transparency, and transparency is in the eye of the beholder. I can tell you the party right now, who really is my priority in honoring their request, is the people who really are the victims of the shooting. So what I'm going to do is honor that request, and I'm going to tell you, if you think I say we should display a victim's worst day for public consumption, that is not the transparency I'm speaking of, sir.
How much of this, Gwen, also he made reference to the very distinct possibility that the SBI is about to take over this investigation. How much do we know about that?
Don't know a whole lot, and in fact, we are trying to find out whether or not he made reference that he would be making some kind of additional statement about the investigation, which that might be what that additional information that he plans to release later on, but we don't know. But he did put out the possibility that that could happen, which he says would kind of like erase what they're doing on their end. But at this point, I don't know.
Any sense that there is other organizing going on around this? I mean, it's one thing to hold demonstrations, but then, you know, one might expect that there would be a pleas to meet with the mayor, pleas to meet with the police chief from various groups. Do we know if any of that kind of behind the scenes, those conversations are happening?
Well, from my understanding, some of those conversations have already happened with community groups, with the NAACP, and in fact, the president of the local NAACP was at the press conference yesterday at City Hall. So those conversations, from my understanding, they are going on, and faith leaders as well. They have been at the protest, and they have also been talking with city officials in terms of how to go from here. And I think a lot of them are especially concerned now that a state of emergency has been declared and National Guard could possibly come in. And the chief talked about, and the mayor, that they're being brought in to protect the infrastructure, so you won't have some of the events occurring that happened last night. And then that way, the local police would be freed up more to deal with making arrests. They said they made 44 arrests last night. The first night, there was only one arrest, according to the police. So they say they will be focusing more on people who are committing crimes and maybe endangering people, the local police, while the National Guard or the State Highway Patrol would be focusing on infrastructure. And some community leaders are saying that might also incite people to even higher level in terms of civil disobedience.
There was also some talk earlier about the possibility of a curfew. Do we know any more about that?
Don't know any more about that. That was brought up during the press conference, and the chief said that depends on what we see. So he didn't rule it out, but he didn't say that there would be a curfew.
Also, there was talk initially from some community leaders about organizing a boycott of businesses in Charlotte until this has been resolved. Is there any more talk about that?
I haven't heard a lot of people jumping on that particular bandwagon, but again, that has been raised, and I've heard some younger people saying that they would be in support of that. I talked to some, after the protests were over, and don't know. I haven't heard of any big major effort, any major announcements from some of the more established organizations to call for a boycott.
On the first night, after the first night of protest, there were calls the next day from community leaders to organize the second night of protest. Have there been any public calls for a third night of protest?
I haven't heard of any at this point, but that doesn't mean that they won't happen, because a lot of this happened. It wasn't so much as an organized protest. When the young lady who said she was the daughter of Mr. Scott had the live Facebook streaming going on for more than an hour, saying that her father was sitting in a car reading a book waiting on his son, as opposed to what the police said, that he had a gun and was threatening to police officers when he was shot. And as that was going on, people just started to go to that area, and then it built up to, you know, close to 1,000 people out there. So it wasn't so much that it was an organized thing. The one at Marshall Park yesterday, the park that's downtown, that one was more of people calling for a peaceful getting together and going from there. So I haven't heard in terms of what will happen tonight.
All right, Gwen, always a pleasure. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Gwendolyn Glenn is a reporter at sister station WFAE in Charlotte. Coming up, the cutting edge of satire on the state of things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay tuned.